AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, where do you begin on a day like today? I mean, it's absolutely amazing what is going on. I guess you would say the amount of vitriol that is coming out towards the president from the other side is just absolutely over the top. But listen, we are not going to belabor that too long. We're not. There's other stories going on, actually. And so we welcome your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are having our very first constitutional convention. That is going to be the 21st of this month, actually this Saturday, just a couple of days away, actually. We are just absolutely elated over the number of people that are participating and want to be there, and we do appreciate that. We're getting a lot of participation from our counties. We have a pathway forward now to have actually 51 counties participating in the New California State Movement. And the big focus that's going to be on this first day of the convention, this is one of many days that we will be going into convention. There's going to be some days, actually it looks like it's going to be in September, the next one, and then also in November for the next one. Moving forward, we're actually moving forward and progressing like no other movement can. We're completely constitutional. We're originalist constitutionalist, I guess you can say. Some people might say, well, you're just a bunch of constitutionalists. We're not a bunch of constitutionalists. We're Californians. We're United States citizens. We're Californians who want the right thing. We want freedom and liberty as our founding fathers gave it to us. Actually, they didn't give it to us. They just said, hey, God has given you these rights, and you need to exercise your rights. So we're doing that. We're exercising our constitutional rights, especially guaranteed by the First Amendment. That's a big one, and we're exercising every single component of that right, and you'll see it play out for you. Actually, we're going to be YouTubing it. It's going to be Periscoped and Facebook broadcast, brought to you by Will Johnson, Unite America First. You've heard of Will Johnson, Unite America First. And UniteAmericaFirst.com, I would visit that. Also, our sponsor, by the way, which is Right to Voice. Right to Voice. It's the alternative to Facebook for all of you conservatives out there. It will not be censored. And, you know, we can enjoy freedom of speech. How's that one? Well, we'll enjoy all the elements of all the liberties granted to us by God. Yeah, that's Right to Voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. Righttovoice.com. Also, MyPillow. Your promo discount code is AGENDA for MyPillow, 800-266-4715. 800-266-4715, MyPillow. The code word is AGENDA. You can also go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and take up that information. Now, we're going to also, a little bit of a quick advertisement throughout there. I'll be in Stanislaus County at a town hall. I'll be the speaker. I'll be there on the 28th, which is next week. So just to give you a little bit of a heads up, that's, I believe, next Saturday. So we're going to be out there at 6 o'clock at the, the Fruit Yard, I guess it is. And that we start at 6 o'clock and go to 8:30, so it's going to be a full night. We expect a lot of people there. Anyway, so go check that out. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can check it out there, get your information, or at least RSVP right there. Okay, so what in the world is really, truly going on? The really, really, really good stuff that's happening out there. Donald Trump, of course, he's under siege. He's under siege. Listen. Anytime Donald Trump gets under siege, you know something's up with Donald Trump. There's other things going on. The cat and mouse game, the bigger picture, all that stuff is out there and on. Okay? So just remember that. Now, Donald Trump has been getting some very, very good support. Rand Paul, of all people, supporting Donald Trump. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to see. Now, some of the information coming out from Drudge this morning, we pulled this one up. Trump in the doghouse. Would it or wouldn't it be? That is the big question. We're going to talk about that. Bookmaker increases chances of impeachment. There you go. Dems want interpreter to testify before Congress. There you go. And then Russia liquidates U.S. Treasury holdings. Oh, Russia's economy is not that big. It's not that much of a threat, ladies and gentlemen. That they're doing everything. Putin trespassed in NATO airspace on way to summit. Oh, my God. That's news? This is amazing, some of this stuff. Anyway, we're going to be hearing from, I think, Tommy Lahren here has got some things going on. Trump in the doghouse. Let's check this one out before I get to the Rand Paul thing. This is Trump in the doghouse. It's from AP. AP, of course. Blistered by bipartisan condemnation of his embrace of a longtime U.S. enemy, President Donald Trump, on Tuesday backed away from his public undermining of American intelligence agencies, saying he simply misspoke when he said he saw no reason to believe Russia had interfered in the 2016 elections. Rebuked as never before by his own party, including a stern pushback from usually reserved Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Oh, yeah, he's a real Trump loyalist. Mitch McConnell. Oh, my. He's just as loyal as John Brennan. There you go. I mean, see how they're shaping the news here? Well, I think everybody, all of us understand, Mitch McConnell is no friend of the president. Says Mitch McConnell, the U.S. president sought to end 27 hours of recrimination by delivering a rare admission of error. Wow. This is it now. This is really it. You have Donald on the ropes. The rope salesman is on the ropes. And you, AP, you've got him, man. You've got him with Mitch. Sick Mitch McConnell on him. longtime supporter and friend of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, like longtime supporter and friend of Donald Trump, John Brennan. There you go. Says the sentence should have been, I do not see any reason why I wouldn't, or why I wouldn't, why it wouldn't be Russia instead of why it would, Trump said instead of the comments he made standing alongside Vladimir Putin on Monday's summit stage in Helsinki. That didn't explain why Trump, this is now the AP reporter, why Trump, who tweeted a half dozen times and sat for two television interviews since the Putin news conference, waited so long to correct his remark. And the scripted cleanup pertained only to the least defensible of his comments. Least defensible. Oh, man. Oh, I just can't believe this. He didn't reverse other comments in which he gave clear credence to Putin's extremely strong and powerful denial of Russian involvement. Raised doubts. Oh, listen, what I like about the Russian involvement is when Chris Wallace hands Vladimir Putin the indictments. The indictments! That are all under the Obama administration, of course. The indictments, I tell you. Anyway, we got a lot going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just beginning, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. You know, Russia and the United States control 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world. And getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
All right. President says that before, and he said it in the past, and he said it again last night. Of course, Tucker did his interview a couple of days ago when he was over in.
That's right. Right after the press conference, Tucker got a one-on-one with him. So did Sean Hannity. So we aired one first night and then one last night. Let's bring in Tommy Lahren. She's out in California, I assume, which is where she lives. Great to see you this morning. Thanks for waking up super early. What do you think, Tommy, about...
Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you. What do you think about the president's comments and the way the media treated him?
Well, there were many on the left and, of course, some of our favorite Never Trumpers who were upset about this press conference before it even began because they will use any excuse to be outraged at this president for doing exactly what he said he was going to do, which was try to repair relations with Russia. And beyond that, this investigation, this endless investigation has been going on for far too long, and there's been no evidence of collusion. This president is fed up, as are most of the American people. If there's evidence of collusion with Russia, we would like to see it. If not, stop wasting our time, because the candidates that the Democrats wanted to win did not win in 2016. Let's move on. This president is fed up. I'm fed up. I'm sure everyone watching is fed up with us at this point.
Right. Well, Tommy, the rhetoric from the left regarding what he said, and he said he misspoke yesterday when he clarified yesterday in the Roosevelt Room, but the rhetoric from the left has been really hyperbolic. I mean, some people said that what he said was worse than 9/11, worse than Kristallnacht, worse than Pearl Harbor, that he's a traitor and it's treason. It's a complete Trump derangement syndrome example of sometimes it happens like that on the left.
Oh, these are the final stages of Trump derangement syndrome, and you're going to see it more and more as we head into midterms. But again, I will have folks look at this, and I'll have them ask the Democrats, many of the Never Trumpers, and of course many in the mainstream media, do you want this president to wage war Russia because Hillary Clinton lost right. the election? It's a very simple question, because if you look at the outrage, the selective outrage, I might add, from the left, it would almost seem as if that is what they want. So that is my question to them. Moving forward, what would you have this president do? Would you like him to work towards diplomacy and world peace, or would you like him to be aggressive towards right. Russia because Hillary Clinton lost the election? Let's very simple.
Right. And let's just look at the results. The tax cut was only for the rich, really. Look at the economy. You can't argue with that. North Korea, well, was all falling apart. Talks aren't going well. Yesterday, we got the remains, I understand, of 50 Korean war veterans. So that is on track, plus a letter back and forth. And now we have an understanding that if the Russia deal comes forward, we're going to have a series of consistent meetings with higher-ups in Russia for the most contentious issue in the world right now. So the results and the anger will subside if the results are different and they are turning out the way the president says.
To have any victories, because I haven't seen one indication of that thus far into this presidency. All of those things that you mentioned, all of the accomplishments, it almost seems that the Democrats are rooting against this president and therefore rooting against this country. This issue is no different.
All right. Tommy, let's switch gears. There's a 28-year-old political newcomer. She's a socialist who won the Democratic primary here in New York City. Her name is Alexandria.
Well, I'm going to stop it right there for just a second, because I want to get back into this. And so Trump derangement syndrome is breaking out all over the place. I think Tommy's exactly right. I think that this, as crazy as it's going to get, it's going to get crazier. Just think about that for a second. It's going to get crazier. And I want to just sort of remind everybody that more information is going to come out about the deep state operators out there and about what they've been up to and about all the things that have been happening relative to the deep state. That's going to continue. And what can I say? What can I say? Now we got this socialist business coming up, and I'm going to get into this in a second because I think this is very relevant and salient. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 28 years old. My prediction is she'll end up 10, 20 years from now a conservative. That's my prediction. She's not going to be a Bernie Sanders type, but she's right now somebody who's very misunderstood, doesn't understand the real world and the things that are going on around her.
Ocasio-Cortez, and I don't know if she really has a handle on how the jobs thing works, but she had this observation about the unemployment rate, which right now is very low.
Listen to this.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their kids.
Wow.
And so I do think that right now when we have this no holds barred Wild West hypercapitalism, what that means is profit at any cost. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world.
Okay, so what do you make of her economics ideas where the reason unemployment is low is because everybody's got two jobs?
Isn't it disturbing that the, quote, future of the Democratic Party doesn't know how the unemployment rate is calculated? I didn't think there could be a better face for the Democratic Party than Hillary Clinton, but then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came along, and I have to tell you, it's disturbing, but like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, if this is truly the new face of the Democratic Party, I really like our chances in November.
A couple of things, Tommy. She is diametrically opposed to you, but I like when talented people like you and her, she's got talent, get into politics. So I don't think the way everyone's vilifying her, but I just have a problem when Tom Perez says she's the future of the party and they know nothing about her. In fact, Joe Lieberman came out yesterday and said, Joe Crowley should do what I did. When I lost my primary, I went back in as independent and I went back and won my seat. That Joe Crowley should go try to do that. Do you think he should go do that?
Well, for the future of this country, I would hope that reasonable Democrats are coming forward and challenging someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because the things that she's saying are truly toxic. When she raves about socialism, I wonder if she's looked at Venezuela lately and the fruits of what socialism produces. Again, it's disturbing, and it's disturbing because a lot of young people are looking to her as the future of the Democratic Party. People flee from.
I'm going to pause it there because I think this is exactly the major point of what I would be talking about to all young people listening to her and what she's saying is that she's making no sense, of course, because this is what socialism is all about, is making no sense in using useful idiots like her. Now, I applaud her energy. I applaud the fresh face, if you will. Replacing the old guy. I have a feeling this has been part of their little plan, though, to bring her along and get this guy out. And he's going to resurface later on, this Crowley guy. They're trying to look for the fresh face, get the fresh face. I mean, because, God, you know, looking at Nancy Pelosi all the time or Dianne Feinstein, and there's no real energy there. There's no there with the depth. Now they bring her in. We're talking about Ocasio Cortez, and what do they have? They've got somebody who's just sort of now. I mean, there's no. You talk about no there there. This is where socialists are. There's no there there. There's no. There's nothing in between the ears. That's the point. And this is going to be an embarrassment for them if they don't rein her in or stage her correctly, because clearly in that interview, and we talked about that interview that she was on that Firing Line program. That she didn't comport herself very well, not at all. It was a major embarrassment, I think, actually, to the Democratic Party. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now, and I don't think we're not going to go back to the Tommy Lahren thing. We got other things coming up. But anyway, stay with us. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE, your freedom. Your First Amendment being protected, righttovoice.com. Do it now!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. Well. What can I say, Donald Trump, on the hot seat again? You know, we're covering some of the stuff that over the last 24 hours has happened. Trump comes out and makes a statement. The president comes out and makes a statement that he accepts the U.S. intel conclusions on Russian meddling. Ah. But I don't. I mean, I do and I don't. I mean, sure. In a general sense, and this is the reality check, is that the Russians meddle in everything. So do the Chinese. So does everybody else. And again, from what we're hearing about Lisa Page, who's throwing everybody under the bus yesterday, it was the Chinese and the top FBI and Department of Justice officials, including James Comey and Rosenstein. All these guys are covering for Clinton because they didn't want it to be an embarrassment for her in her campaign going forward. Did you know that? Minor little problem. Let's see what the president has to say. He said this yesterday.
I returned from a trip from Europe where I met with leaders from across the region to seek a more peaceful future for the United States. We're working very hard with our allies and all over the world. We're working. We're going to have peace. That's what we want. That's what we're going to have. I say peace through strength. I have helped the NATO alliance greatly by increasing defense contributions from our NATO allies by over $44 billion. And Secretary Stoltenberg was fantastic. As you know, he reported that they've never had an increase like this in their history, and NATO was actually going down as opposed to going up. And I increased it by my meeting last year, $44 billion, and this year will be over. It'll be hundreds of billions of dollars over the coming years. And I think there's great unity with NATO. There's a lot of very positive things happening. There's a great spirit that we didn't have before. And there's a lot of money that they're putting up. They weren't paying their bills on time, and now they're doing that. And I want to just say thank you very much to Secretary Stoltenberg. He really has been terrific. So we had a tremendous success. I also had meetings with Prime Minister May on the range of issues that, concerning our special relationship, and that's between the United Kingdom and ourselves. We met with the Queen, who is absolutely a terrific person, where she reviewed her honor guard for the first time in 70 years, they tell me. We walked in front of the honor guard, and that was very inspiring to see and be with her. And I think the relationship, I can truly say, is a good one. But she was very, very inspiring indeed. Most recently, I returned from Helsinki, Finland, and I was going to give a news conference over the next couple of days about the tremendous success, because as successful as NATO was, I think this was our most successful visit. And that had to do, as you know, with Russia. I met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in an attempt to tackle some of the most pressing issues facing humanity. We have never been in a worse relationship with Russia than we are as of a few days ago, and I think that's gotten substantially better. And I think it has the possibility of getting much better. And I used to talk about this during the campaign. Getting along with Russia would be a good thing. Getting along with China would be a good thing. Not a bad thing, a good thing. In fact, a very good thing. We're nuclear powers, great nuclear powers. Russia and us have 90% of the nuclear weapons. So I've always felt getting along is a positive thing, and not just for that reason. I entered the meeting with the firm conviction that diplomacy and engagement is better than hostility and conflict. And I feel that with everybody. We have 29 members in NATO, as an example, and I have great relationships, or at least very good relationships, with everybody. The press covered it quite inaccurately. They said I insulted people. Well, if asking for people to pay up money that they are supposed to pay is insulting, maybe I did. But I can tell you, when I left, everybody was thrilled, and that's the way this was, too. My meeting with President Putin was really interesting in so many different ways, because we haven't had relationships with Russia for a long time. And we started. Let me begin by saying that, once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies. Whoops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agency.
Just as he says that, in the room, the lights dim. They go off. Seriously, right? He's sitting in the dark right now. We have it on pause, of course. And he's sitting in the dark. Just at this moment, they go dim. Wonder what they're trying to say here. Talk about the deep state operators, right? In his own room. See what I mean? No, but seriously, right now. Like right now, there's a little bit of silence. A little bit of silence going on, yeah. Except, I know, you know. But he's in the dark. Let's go. Let's listen to what he has to say now.
There it goes. Okay. You guys okay? Good. That was strange. But that's okay. So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies. Always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence.
We're pausing for whatever reason.
Community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place could be also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly on that. I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and...
So he's reviewing his transcript now.
An answer that I gave. And I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So, instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little unclear on the transcript or unclear on the action. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good.
Okay, so we clarify it now, and I think it's a good idea that we clarify it. But I accepted it like it was. Heck yeah. I don't understand why. Listen, they all do this. This is not a real. The real story is the people that are blowing up so badly, such as the mainstream media, because they've all got a vested interest. They've all got a vested interest in trying to blow up Donald Trump's presidency, so to speak. Not going to work, though. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
On Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Donald J. Trump gets himself in hot water. Right. Well, they say, listen, this is all going to come out. This is all part of the game. All right, so part of the game it is. Let's just go play it. Let's go play in the sandbox. Okay, I alluded to earlier a story that appeared. Liberal mega donor Soros dubs Obama his greatest disappointment. All right. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to get through this very quickly because there's two stories I'm going to cover right now. And one I touched upon this in the last hour with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We're dubbing him our Washington correspondent. Chief correspondent in Washington. I guess I'm the West Coast correspondent to Red State Talk Radio. I guess we could say it that way. We could title it, each give being reportage at moments' notices and things like that. There's a lot of things happening also at Red State Talk Radio and all the other things going on. Okay, so liberal mega donor Soros subs Obama his dubs. I almost said doobie. Dubs Obama his greatest disappointment. Okay, we're going to get through this real quick because I cannot stand George Soros. I think he's a very, very evil, I tell you, man. And anyway, so George Soros, Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton talks about this, and we're going to get in a little bit of this right now. It says, New York billionaire George Soros said former President Barack Obama was his biggest disappointment during a wide-ranging interview with the New York Times published on Tuesday. While also appearing to distance himself from partisan politics.
George Soros is a billionaire, but somehow his own money isn't enough to fund the totality of his anti-American agenda. So, U.S. taxpayers had to step into the breach and help as well, and they did. Department of Justice documents, newly obtained by Judicial Watch, thank heaven, show that in 2016, the Obama administration, whose misdeeds are now just coming to light, gave almost $9 million to support something called the East-West Management Institute. That's a Soros-funded venture. According to Judicial Watch, the money did little other than empower the socialist government of Albania, which spends a lot of time making its people more miserable. Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch, and he joins us tonight. One of the reasons I'm so glad that you're here, Tom, is because you kind of tie a bow on stories. The Obama administration's over, but there's a lot that they did that we don't know anything about because the press refused to cover those stories. Tell us this small piece of it. What did they do in Albania and why?
Well, they're supporting the socialist communist government there, the Soros operations, and they're doing it with taxpayer dollars. They were doing it in 2016, and they were even doing it in the first part of the Trump administration in 2017, co-sponsoring surveys of the population that generated 91% of the support in favor of the pro-government, pro-Soros operation that would have restricted the independence of the judiciary. You know, like all strongman governments, they don't like independent judiciaries.
Right.
So they were trying to reform the judiciary in a way that would have brought it under control of the socialist government there. And what's troubling is that obviously Soros needs no taxpayer money to do any of this advocacy work. But the State Department and USAID is partnering with Soros and basically allowing Soros to set our foreign policy agenda. And then secondly, Soros' operations, according to these documents, were allowed to come into the State Department and provide technical reviews of other applications for other government money in Albania.
But, I mean, George Soros hates the United States, and I'm judging that by the projects that he funds, all of which are designed to change the country as it is now or to thwart U.S. interests. So why in the world would any State Department give money to a Soros-funded operation?
Well, it's not only in Albania. We have had four lawsuits at one point. Albania, Romania, he's active in Hungary, Guatemala, Colombia. They're very, very active, and it doesn't take a lot of money to have a big impact in these countries. And the governments are under assault from the Soros State Department unity effort to bring socialism and stop anything in the area of reform, constitutionalism, the sort of things that Americans would be comfortable with, the Soros groups aren't. And, you know, look, he's a billionaire. He doesn't need the money. And when you fund him in one place, it means he has more money to spend elsewhere. So if you don't like what Soros is doing here at home, you should know it's being indirectly subsidized thanks to the State Department and USAID, at least as early as, at least as soon, as long ago as 2016.
So Soros is getting State Department money. Planned Parenthood, which is an arm of the Democratic Party, gets a half a billion a year in taxpayer funds. Is there any right of center or pro-America group that gets any taxpayer funding of any kind?
Well, I think most of them don't think to ask for it. But certainly the State Department is not terribly interested in funding groups that are antagonistic to their agenda abroad. And this is kind of another way for the State Department to stick it to the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Because some of this activity was taking place in early 2017. Again, attacking the idea of an independent judiciary in Albania. This is your tax dollars at work, and we had to sue to get the records.
The more you know, the more appalling it is. And thank you for bringing this light. I appreciate it.
They had to sue to get the records. Of course. That's the way they are. And they get the records. And by the way, Judicial Watch gets better records and documentation from what I've seen, our evidence, than the actual Senate or House committees whenever they want something from State Department or any of the departments. It's amazing, actually, what's been going on. Okay, we got a lot of things happening, though, that I want to sort of bring to you as well, because now just came across on the – just before I broke this story, we were talking about this story, coming across the screen at me was, I don't know, maybe they listen to Agenda 21 Radio over at Fox News or other places, but the top story that's coming on right now is that old Bill and Hillary scandals return to spotlight as Kavanaugh-SCOTUS hearings loom. Ah, gee, could that have been what we were talking about with Scott Adams? Yep, that's what it is. Says some of the most salacious, tragic, and infamous controversies of Bill Clinton's presidency are being revisited yet again as the paper trail phase of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court ramps up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, it's going to be a big one. We're going to come back and talk about this looming scandal going on. We got a lot of California news. We haven't really talked about California much. And, of course, New California and all the things going on. We could be reading the grievance from, we did grievance number 26 yesterday. And, yes, 26. Man, are we consistent or what? 26 grievances going forward. It's just amazing. All these grievances that are happening out here, and I really do appreciate all the leaders out there in all the counties and so on that have been reading grievances. Really, really, really do appreciate that. Okay, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, time flies when you're having fun, and we're having a lot of fun here on Agenda 21 Radio. But newcaliforniastate.com, all your news and information about New California appearing there, and if you're going to be coming on the weekend, that's this Saturday, go and get your tickets right now. Rush out. And if you're a spectator, we do accept some spectators. Security, of course, is a key thing. Just wanted to let you know about that. That is something that is definitely going on out there. Okay, anyway, thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website at agenda21radio.news. And also write to voice. You have your right to your voice. Free speech. Being supported by righttovoice.com, the alternative to Facebook. Anyway, Thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.